Today's Shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line. Itmar. As we've discussed many times, if somebody by certain Averis does an Aver, the Torah prescribes a Karmen Oil of Yared. Karmen Oil of Yared really depends on the person's financial situation. If he could afford it, he brings an animal as a Karmen Chatos. If he cannot afford a Karmen Chatos, then he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, then he brings a carbon mincha. The carbon mincha of a mincha schaita, unlike all the other kabbanis mincha that we often discussed, usually a mincha is made up of flour and oil. This carbon has flour, the mincha schaita, with no oil. Begins the Gemara, itma kaimitz the mincha schaita. We speak about the kaimitz of the mincha schaita. Sheshamnoi, that they did put oil on it. Rabbi Yochanan Apostle, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible because Rabbi Yochanan says that the isser of having oil on your carbon mincha, the isser of having oil on your carbon mincha applies to the kaimitz as well. And therefore you have to make sure that there is no oil on that kaimitz either. Resh Lakish Amar, who adds my not only is Resh Lakish not have a problem with oil on the carbon minchas chayta, but it seems that Resh Lakish's opinion is that we should put some oil. The Brisker Rav asks, is that halacha that Resh Lakish discusses that you could and should have oil on the carbon minchas chayta also apply to the Levina? We know when we speak about a Karmen Mincha, there's the Kaimitz and the Levina. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Kutei Halacha suggests that whatever is the Halacha by the Kaimitz, and according to Resh Lakish, you should have some oil on the Kaimitz, so too will be an Halacha on the Levina as well. Ask the Gemara for Ksiv, does the Pasuk not say regarding the Mechitz Chayta Layosim Al HaShemen V'layitin Al HaLevayna that there should be no Shemen, there should be no Levayna? Says the Gemara, who Shloi Yikv Al HaShemen? As we've discussed so many times in our Masechta, there's not supposed to be oil on it. That means K'chaver Esehab. The same procedure that takes effect for all the carbon minchas and how much oil you're supposed to have and when that oil is supposed to be put on, that doesn't apply by the Michas Chayta. But certainly, says Resh Lakish, there may and should be oil. The Rashi's opinion is that this halacha that Resh Lakish is telling us, that there may be oil on the Michas Chayta, only takes place after the Kemitza was done. There are others that disagree and say that Rashi is not being firm about that. And according to Resh Lakish, we could put on Shemen even before the Kemitza, as long as it's not done in the same fashion as the carbon, as a regular carbon mincha. Eisvei asked the Gemara, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan asked to Resh Lakish, the Braisa teaches us, Charev Shnisar B'Bolol, we have two carbon minchas. A mincha chareva is a mincha that we know has no oil in it. A mincha belula is a mincha that has oil in it. And these two carbon minchas got mixed up together, yakrev. You should put them both on the mizbeach. Even though at this point, the mincha chareva is going to absorb some of the oil. So the halach is that we learned in our previous shir that the opinion of the Chacham is that oilim eim avatlum zeh, and we have two kabbanis that are both put on the mizbeach. The halacha teaches us that those kabbanis eim avatlum zeh, it's no problem if they're mixed together because we're dealing with two kabbanis that we put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of ein oilim matlum zeh, says lo yakov, we should not bring up this mixture. Why, my love? Why is the reason becomes the Michas Chayta, the Erev becomes the Michas Nadava. The Yehuda is taking this position because the Kaimitz of the Micha Chareva that has no oil got some oil from the Micha that has, Michas Nadava that has oil. And therefore, he's going to be a problem because the carbon with the oil is getting mixed in to the carbon without the oil. And if you don't subscribe to the concept of oilim, emevatlin zazah, we now have a problem that the mincha chareva has some oil in it. But according to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks him, you aren't concerned, asks Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish, if that mincha has some oil in it. So why is that a problem? It says the Maraloi. That's not the case. When we learn Charesh Nisab Bolo, we're not talking about Michas Chayta that got mixed up with a Michas Nadava. Rather, we're referring to a situation of Michas Parva Elim, the Michas Kvasim. We know that the Torah, when it tells us to bring Kabanis, it also tells us to bring along Michas Nesachim. And there are different formula of flour and oil for different Menachas. And the Menach of a Parva Eil has a ratio of 2 loigim for every asaron of soilus. The mincha of a keves has 3 loigim shemen for 1 asaron of soilus. It has a much higher level of oil. And that's where Yehuda is concerned. Because what's going to happen is that the mincha of the parm ve'elim that doesn't have such a high oil saturation level, so it's a thicker batter, is going to become a looser batter because of all the oil that's in the mecha of the kvasim. And vice versa, the mecha of kvasim, which is supposed to be a looser batter, will now end up being a thicker batter because it will have less oil. That's the concern. But ask the Gemara, how could we say, ask the Gemara, that the case of Charevishness, Arav Bebolol, is the Michas Parm Ve'elim that got mixed up with the Michas Kvasim? Ask the Gemara, the Brisa speaks about that case explicitly, separately. The Brisa says, Parm Ve'elim, Michas Parm Ve'elim and Michas Kvasim, V'charvishness Al Bebolol, Yikrev, Tanakama holds Yikrev because he holds Oilim Eim Avatl Zazah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar La Yikrev. Isn't that clearly indication that the case of Charev Shinasar Bebolol is not the different Michas Nesachim, but rather it's a Michas Chayta or a Michas Nadava, says the Gemara, no. The Brice is only speaking about, says the Gemara, about the different types of Michas Nesachim that got mixed up one with the other. The Brice says, two separate cases, says the Gemara, Perusha Kamafarishla. The way to understand it is that the Brisa is saying Michas Parm Ve'elim that got mixed up with Michas Kavasim. What is the issue when these two types of Minchas got mixed up with each other? We now have, says the Gemara, a concern of Chareva and Abolo. By Rava. Now Rava asks another question. Kaimitz Shemitza Shamna Agabe Eitzim. We have a Kaimitz of a Michas Nadava that has, as we've been discussing, oil in it. Shemitza shamna al gabe eitzim. That some of the oil is got squeezed out onto the wood on which we're burning the karma mincha. Mahu. Is that going to be considered a situation where the kaimitz is missing some of the oil that it's supposed to have? And the kaimitz is missing some of the oil it's supposed to have. It becomes a disqualified kaimitz or not? Says the Mar, what is the basis of the question? The basis of the question is chibura oilum, something that's connected. Is that ka'olim dummy? Is it considered like it's connected in halacha alav ka'olim dummy? And there are many different explanations in the Rishonim how to understand this. What does the Gemara mean to ask? One question is that simple. Since the wood absorbed some of the oil, so since the wood absorbs some of the oil, the chaimitz does not have enough oil in it to be considered kosher. Another way of understanding the question is that since some of the oil of the kaimitz went onto the wood, does the halacha require that when we're burning the kaimitz, we're going to have to burn along with it the wood? Because we're not going to burn that wood along with it. We need to be concerned that we don't have a proper kaimitz. Another question is that the oil that went into the wood, and some of it is still on the wood, and the question is that the oil that's on the wood, there's no question, has to be burned together with the kaimitz. But what must we do, as the Gemara is asking, with the wood, oil that got absorbed into the wood, do we have to retrieve it somehow or not? Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Lav Hainu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Isn't this a machloikis that we already had between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? For says the Gemara, the Itma we learned, Hamala Aver Shein by Kazayis. We know, we learned extensively in Masechta Zvachim, that there's a very serious is in the Torah of Alos Chutz, that we're not allowed to burn outside. Anything that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach may not be burnt outside the Mizbeach. And your Oivad Alav that carries with the Bemezer Achiv Karis, if you did a Kazayis, if you burnt outside the Beis Hamikdash Kazayis. Here we're referring to a situation where the actual Aver that's being burnt outside does not have a kazayis of meat on it. However, ve'etzem mashlim l'kazayis, the bone makes us have, if you include the bone, now you do have a kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, it means you burnt the kazayis b'chutz. Reish Lakish Potter, it's not considered as if you burnt the kazayis b'chutz. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, because he says, chibura oilem koilem dami, what's connected to the meat is considered as if it's the meat, and therefore now I have a proper kazayis. Reish Lakish Potter, because he holds chibara olam lav kolam dami. If it's just connected, it's not. So we should say, suggest the Gemara, that the same issue should be here. Says the Gemara, no. The two questions are not necessarily related. Tabayla Rabbi Yochanan and Tabayla Reish Lakish. The question that we're asking in here in Masechta Menachos is a different question than the questions discussed over there. The Gemara explains itself. Tabayla Rabbi Yochanan, it's a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, because at Kalam Rabbi Yochanan Hasam, when did Rabbi Yochanan say his position over there? Ela be'etzim. Meat and bone, Mina the basa, who are all part of the meat. And that's why they combine for the kazayas. Aval hai, when we're speaking about the oil, the lab mina the kaimitsu, it's not part of the kaimitsu, it's not flour, it's not wood. Loi, it's not considered one. Adama, I feel a Reish Lakish lekama al ba'etzim. Where did Reish Lakish say it's not considered connected? The ba mefreshu, it's very common that the wood, that the meat and the bone separate. And not only is the common that the meat and the bone separated, but we learned the Masechta Zvachim, the Parish, that if the bone separates from the meat, lav mitzvah laduri, we don't have to put the bone back on the Mizbeach. Aval, shemen de lab mefeshu, usually the oil and the flour that are combined remain together. Loi, maybe they're considered much more connected. Adima loishna, the machloikus of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan will actually maybe indeed be the same machloikus as here, and the Gemara remains with a teiku how to approach the shiloh. So the Gemara has been speaking about what could be considered, what is considered connected or not. One of the questions that I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses is, we know that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a very big part of Masechta Shabbos, is devoted to speaking about different shiurim for different malachas. How much is considered that you did a malacha? And the question comes up on cooking on Shabbos, which the Mishnayos and Masechta Shabbos and the Halacha speaks about cooking. So let's say you have meat and a bone. And the bone, and the meat alone on the bone is not enough to be a shear of cooking on Shabbos. But if you connect the bone to the meat, then you will have enough to be considered to cook on Shabbos. Does the bone combine with the meat, or does the bone not combine with the meat? The many poskim that discuss that question. The opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal that it does combine. And Rav Moshe takes a easier, more lenient approach, and it doesn't combine. And the truth of the matter is, the Chashuki Chemed wants to suggest that there really isn't a fundamental machlokes here between these paiskim. Rather, he suggests, it really depends. If the bone is the type of bone that's eaten, so then the bone will combine with the meat. If it's a type of bone that is not typically eaten, then it will not combine with the bone. And therefore, perhaps in Israel, it's more common for people to eat the bone, particularly chicken bones. So therefore, the bones combine with the meat. Maybe in other places in the world where it's not so common that one would eat the bone with the meat, if it's not so common that people are going to eat the bone with the meat, so then the bone is not considered part of the meat, and therefore you would have to have a separate amount. Do you have to have the meat, and the bone alone will not make it into a, will not be able to combine for the proper shear. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Menachos, you have two Karmen Mincha Shloi Nikvitzu. Neither Karmen Mincha had Kemitza taken from it. When it's Arvu, Zubazu, and these two Karmen Minchas combine. So teaches us the Mishnah. If it's possible to take off Kemitza from each Karmen Mincha separately, that means they're both in the same Keli, for example. And one is on one side of the keli, and one is on the other side of the keli. So even if they're touching, if there's still enough identifiable carbon mincha from which you could take off a kaimitz, ksheris, so then you have two separate minchas, take off a kaimitz from each mincha separately, and everything, and burn that kaimitz, and fine. However, Vimlav, if you can't take off a kaimitz from each one separately, then the halacha is psulas, because taking off two kaimitz from this mixture, and what will happen, for example, is you'll have these two kaimitz milchas that combined in one kaili, then the halacha is that you can't take off a separate kaimitz from each one. Because you have here a combination of the two Karmen Minchas, and the Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about Kemitza, says the Kometz Misham Aloy Kumtzoy Misalta U'Mishamna, and from here, Chazal teaches us, Misalta V'Loy Misalas Chaveroi. You have to keep each one separately. And since you have to keep each one separately, you're taking two Kometzes will not be satisfactory. Continues the Mishnah. Kaimitz shenis arab mincha shloim nikmitza. So you took off a kaimitz from a carbon mincha, and that kaimitz got mixed up with another carbon mincha, which did not have kemitza, lo yakter. The halacha is that you should not burn that entire mixture. So to understand this, that one would think, let's burn the entire mixture. I understand, explained the Rishonim, that we can't take a second kemitza, as we just learned. The carbon mincha into which the kaimitz fell in prevents it from being able to take kaimitz from that carbon mincha. But why can't I just burn this entire mixture? And by burning this entire mixture, at least I will have properly burnt the kaimitz of the first carbon mincha and fulfilled the mitzvah of that carbon mincha? So the answer is, explain the Rishonim and Achronim, that here we have in this mixture of the second carbon mincha that the first kaimitz fell into, a mincha that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Only the kaimitz of a mincha that's done properly is burnt the mizbeach. So since we have here something which is not burnt, supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, so then you can't, even though as much as we want to put the kaimitz of the carbon mincha that the kamitza was taken from it properly, it prevents us from being able to burn it. However, continues the Mishnah, Vim Hikter, if you did take this entire mixture, which we just said you should not have burnt, but if you did go and do it, Vim Hikter, Shenik Mitzal Balam, the carbon mincha from which you took off the kamitza and now burnt it, the halacha is Oila Balam, it's considered the owner of that carbon mincha gets credit. His carbon mincha was processed properly. Kamitz was taken from it, and the kaimitz that was taken was burnt. Shloi nikpitza, but obviously the carbon mincha from which the kamitza was not taken off, the halacha is loy al balam. It's not a proper carbon mincha. So I saw the achronim ask, why should this be? Why should the carbon mincha that the kamitza was taken off from and now was burnt be considered a valid carbon mincha? Why should this not be considered a mitzvah baba avera? The Mishnah just told us that this is a kamitz that should not have been burnt. Why is this not considered a mitzvah baba avera? And the Achronim explained that mitzvah baba avera is only with the thing that I'm doing, is the thing that I'm doing the mitzvah, in that thing that I'm using for a mitzvah, there's also an Aveira component. Here, there's nothing wrong with this kaimitz. The kaimitz that was taken off is a perfectly good kaimitz. The problem is that I'm burning the kaimitz together with the other carbon mincha. But since the kaimitz is perfectly good, that's why it's only the other part, the other carbon mincha is a problem. That's why the halacha is that it's not considered a mitzvah baba avera. Next case, nis'arev kamtza b'shirel. If a kaimitz of mincha was taken off, and that kaimitz was mixed into its own shrine, or it got mixed up the shrine of another carbon mincha. Again, the halacha is that lo yakter, we should not burn this on the mizbeach, because the shirayim are the part of a carbon mincha that are not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, as the pasuk says, lo yisaktirim en ish l'Hashem. And we're going to learn on this based on this pasuk, mitzvah shema daf nun zayin on a base, kol shirmenu le'ishim hareyu bal tatirim. Anything that part of it is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, what's not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach is not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. And Shirayim are clearly part of a Karban Mincha that are not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. But here too teaches us the Mishnah of Vim Hikter, if you did burn this entire combination, again, since the Karban Mincha you burned, you took off the Kaimitz, so now Lach is Olobalam, the owner of that carbon, gets credit for it. Agamar begins speaking about a nevela. And we know that the halacha regarding a nevela is that somebody eats a kazayis of a nevela that he's over a lav of lo soichlu kol nevela. Furthermore, we've also discussed many times, nevela is an avatumah. And it's metama, a kazayis of nevela, is metama adam v'kelim. If it touched adam v'kelim, it becomes, those adam v'kelim become tamei if they come in contact with the nevela. And klicheres ba'avir, that if a nevela is suspended in the airspace of a klicheres, it becomes tamei. The Continues, begins the Gemara. Amar because the nevela betel b'shkuta. If you have one piece of nevela that got mixed up with two pieces of kosher meat, and we don't know, you have these three pieces of meat, and we don't know which is the nevela and which is the shkuta, the halacha tells us that the nevela, which is the meat, becomes bottle in the shkuta, which is the roiv. And therefore, if you touch any one of these pieces of meat, the halacha is, since we rely on roiv, the halacha is that you're not going to be tamei. The Rishonim, of course, point out, this is only in a case if you touched one piece of them. So roiv tells us that we should assume that what you touched was not the tray, was not the nevela. But certainly if you touched all of them, you certainly become tamei, because there's a very fundamental concept that we need to establish. Bittel doesn't mean that it makes something that's nevela kosher. Bittel cannot do so. What Bittel accomplishes is that holchemach arayv, that we assume that what you touched is not nevela, but it doesn't make it kosher. And therefore, if I touched all the pieces of meat, I certainly touched nevela, and since I certainly touched nevela, I'm tamei. Why is this so? Says the Gemara, a piece of meat that was slaughtered properly can never become nevela. And when we look at a mixture, we have the part, that is the mevatel, and we have the part that becomes bottle. And the Mishnah and the Gemara is teaching us now, Rav Chisda is teaching us that when what is considered, what, how do we look at it? That if the mevatel, if the roiv can never become like the miut, the shchuta can never become like the mezbatel, like the nevela. So it's considered like a situation of min b'shein aminoi. And since it's considered a situation of min b'shein aminoi, that's why it becomes potel. However, continues the Gemara, Rav Chisda, the shchuta ena b'teila b'nevela. If you have one piece of kosher shchuta meat that got mixed up with two pieces of nevela meat, they're considered a situation min b'minoi. And therefore, even though the shchuta is the meat, it doesn't become bottle and nevelas. And if you touched one of the pieces, so we're going to have to still be lenient and say maybe you didn't touch the nevela meat. Why? He explains, efsh nevela shatasa shchuta. A piece of meat that has the category of nevela could attain the category of a shchuta. Why? V'lchi misrucha, when it decomposes until it's not roi, according to most Rishonim, l'chilas kalef, parchu tuvasai. Because the Gemara Masech, the B'chayrus, the Avchav, Gimel, and Mabez teaches us, the Pasuk says, l'soichu kol nevela, l'ger, ha'shem b'shrecha titnene v'achla, something which is edible lachilas adam is a nevela, but if it's not, it's not a nevela anymore. So therefore, since we have here a situation that they all could become the same, the thing that is the mevatel, the nevela in this case, can become like the bottle, like the shruta, therefore it remains min b'minoi, and min b'minoi is not bottle. Rav Chir, says the Gemara, just the opposite. Rav Chanina takes an opposite approach. Rav Chanina's approach is kol she'efsher, if the meat could be like the roiv, if the thing that's becoming bottle to become like the thing what's mevatelit, then it's considered b'meminoi, shena bottle, and that doesn't become bottle. Kol she'efsher l'meat li'ez kamayu, if the meat cannot become like the roiv, then it remains min b'shein aminoi, and it's bottle. Rav Chanina's opinion is based when we want to determine, is this a situation of min b'minoi, or is this a situation of min b'shein aminoi? We look not at the roiv, we look at the meat. So if a chatichas nevela fell into two pieces of shchuta, it's not going to become bottle. Because as we just learned, the nevela can end up being in the same halachic category as the shchuta when the nevela decomposes. And therefore, if in such a case, it's a suffolk tumma. But if a shchuta fell into nevela, the shchuta will become bottle, because the shchuta can never become nevela. And he says we'd look at the minority, not at the majority. Ask the Gemara, so now that we've had this diametrically opposing opinions between Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda, ask the Gemara, leave it the man. According to whose opinion were they stating their opinions? Says my Eli the Rabbanan, if they're saying their opinions according to Rabbanan, the Rabbanim have been teaching us from our previous year that something that's put on the Mizbeach, there's a special halacha that oilim ain't mevatlim zeh, that the oilim are not mevatl one each other. But that's a special case in things that are put on the Mizbeach. Avon min b'minoi, when we speak of min b'minoi, it doesn't make a difference who's the roiv, who's the miyat. We always, what is the characteristic of the roiv versus what is the characteristic of the miyat? We always say batel. Really, with Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to want to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the min b'minoi is not batel, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda basa chazasa b'ozel. Rabbi Yehuda, when he wants to make the determination, what is considered min b'minoi, what is considered min b'minoi, are they the same or are they not? Because, as the Mefarshim explained, in our previous year, where did we learn the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda from? The dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer. If we think about the dam of the par and we think about the dam of the sawyer, why did Rabbi Yehuda call that min b'minoi? The reason Rabbi Yehuda called that min b'minoi is because they're the same, they're both dam. We don't look about what could be like this, what could be like that. So both of these cases, shkuta nevela or meat, and therefore they should always be considered min b'minayu. Ella, says the Gemara, the machloikus of Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina was according to the opinion of Rav Chia. The Tanya Rav Chia nevela v'shkuta, when we have a piece of nevela meat and meis shkuta meat, the betel zubazu, he says they obviously can become bottle, and the halacha is that under certain circumstances, it becomes bottle. That's what Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina are telling us, that in certain circumstances they will become bottle, and in certain circumstances they will not become bottle. And now the Gemara is trying to understand that in light of Rav Chia's opinion, we're now trying to apply Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda's machlokes. Ask the Gemara, Rav Chia leave the man. Rav Chia, who just stated his opinion, whose opinion is he based on in the machlokes of the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, I leave the Rabbanan, if Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Chia holds like the Rabbanan. So, as we just stated, the Rabbanan's opinion is, Hamri oilim hudaloy mevatla adadi, things that are put on the Mizbeach are not, never become bottle. Hamim b'minoi, if it's min b'minoi, and certainly min b'sh'ena minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it always becomes bottle. If it always becomes bottle, so what's the question? And if we're going to say that he's following the opinion of Yehuda, we just also finished reviewing that according to Yehuda, says the Marlalim Aliv of Yehuda. Rav Chia is basing his opinion on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but explains the Gemara. Kaya am Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Chia, when did Rabbi Yehuda say, min b'minah loy batal, hani mili, when did he say it? Only when one could be like the other. But, says Rav Chia, in understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, when one can't be the other, there Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's considered a situation of membership. And now, once we've established that Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if these two items cannot ultimately be the same, now we have the machloikas, and that's why it's min b'shein aminoi. Now the question is, as we learned earlier, the machlokes of Chizna and Chanina, ba'okam of ki. The Chizna sava basam of atel is linen. What do we have to look at if the roiv could become like the miyat? Chanina sava basal is linen. Can the miyat become like the roiv? Ask the Gemara, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, shnei menachos shlei nikmatzu. If you have two carbon minchas, then neither had kemitza. And then these two carbon minchas got mixed up, combined. If you could do separate kemitza, there's still enough to be able to do separate kemitzas, cheris, v'mlav, psulas. Says the Gemara, let's think about this. V'hocha, kivin dekavetzle mechada, after you did kemitza on one of those carbon minchas, idach, the rest of that carbon mincha is shirayim. And yet, v'loy kevavatlu shirayim v'tivlu. So what do we have in this pan? We have the kaimitz, which is being taken off and burnt on the mizbeach. We have the shirayim of the first carbon mincha. And then we have the entire carbon mincha that kemitza was not taken from. The shirayim of the mincha are not mevatl the tevel, of the other, not mevatel the other mincha from which kemitza was not taken. Because if they were mevatel it, so then it's bottle, and we can't anymore take off, we can't anymore use it, because it would become like a mincha that became disqualified before the kemitza, that we learned many times in our Masechta, that the mincha that becomes disqualified before kemitza was done remains permanently puzzle. So, of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question, why would we say that the Shirayim are more than the Tevel? Wouldn't we assume that the Karban Mincha, from which the Kaimitz was not taken, is more than the Shirayim? Because the first Karban Mincha has the Kaimitz that was removed. And the second Karban Mincha was completely intact. So I saw two answers to this question. One answer to this question is that even though you started with two carbon minchas, we have learned and will continue learning that not all minchas are necessarily the same size. So it could well be that the first carbon mincha from which the kaimitz was taken was a much larger carbon mincha than the other carbon mincha that's in this keli, which is much smaller. And that's why the shirayim of this, even though it doesn't have the kaimitz included anymore, it's still more than the entire other mixture of karban mincha. It's one way of learning. The other way of learning that the Mefarshim suggest is, yes, if we look at it in the entirety, the second karban mincha presumably is larger than the shirayim of the first karban mincha. But we don't look at the entirety. We have here a combination, and there might be in a certain place more shirayim versus the Tevel. So now the Gemara delves further. Mani, this is the Mishnah we just learned, and now the Gemara wants to understand whose opinion is this Mishnah following. Irabonin, if it's following the opinion of Rabbanon, Hamra Oilun Dolay Mevatle Adadi, only something that's put on the Mizbeach, there is no Bittel. Hamin Beminoi, Bottle. It becomes Bottle. So that's why the Shrayim Shmevatle the Tevel, because the Shrayim aren't oiling. Only something put on the Mizbeach, do the Rabbanah hold, doesn't become bottle. But the Shrayim are not going to become on the Mizbeach. El Pshita, whose opinion is this Mishnah obviously following? Says the Gemara, it's obviously following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And continues the Gemara. Bishlam amandam abasal bottle is leaning. If we follow the opinion of Rav Chanina, that we look at what is the meat, so bottle, the Tevel is Kavik Mevatel. The Tevel could be like the Shrayim. Why? Why could it be like the Shrayim? Because ultimately, we could do what we have to do with this Karban Mincha. When we're going to take off the Kaimitz, ultimately from the second Karban Mincha, that Tevel will be like Shrayim. So here, the thing that we want to become bottle to be like the mevatel, so that's why it's considered a situation a min b'minoi, and it's not bottle. Elamand omer. But according to Chizda, that says we look at the mevatel, what is the mevatel? the vatel the shrayim. The shrayim can never revert back to being tevel. And according to that, it can never be tevel, it will not now. So therefore, since the shrayim can never be tevel, so we have a taruvus of mimbishen aminoi. So why is it not mevatel the tevel? Lema de loikram chia. Isn't this a proof that our Mishnah, that the shrayim are not, that says that the shrayim are not mevatel the tevel, does not follow the opinion of chia? Rather, it follows the opinion that according to Yehuda, they're always considered, since they're all the same type, it's all blood, we said before, it's all mincha, the halach is, it doesn't become batel, even though they have different halachas. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah could actually find the opinion of the Rabbanan that holds min b'minei batel. What's shot in that Mishnah? What is shrayim and not mevatel the tevel? Because of the halacha that Rav Zeira taught us. Don Rav Zeira, Namra haktara b'kaimitz. The Torah speaks about burning the kaimitz, of course. That is what the Torah requires, that the kaimitz be burnt. But the Torah also speaks about haktara in reference to the shrine. Because the pasuk says, ki chalzar v'chol dvash lo sekter v'meni ish l'Hashem. And we learned, and we quoted this earlier, that the Gemara, later in the Masechta Daf Nun Zayin Mabeis teaches us, kol shemena le'ishim, anything that the part that belongs in the Mizbeach, bal taktiru. But the Torah uses the word haktara when it speaks about shrayim. To teach us, ma haktara amur b'kaimitz, ena kaimitz v'atlas chavere, we learned before that if two kaimitzin got combined, the halacha is that you could burn them on the Mizbeach, because ein oilim, there's no halacha, ain't shrayim v'atlam sakaymitz. Since the shrayim, even though they're not actually put on the mizbeach, they have the concept, they have the category of oilim, and that's why they're not mevatel the tevel. A new din, Tashma, the Mishnah taught us, again, the Gemara wants to bring a right to Chizda's opinion, the Mishnah spoke about a case, hashkaymish nisara b'mincha shloit nikmetzop. If the kaimitz was taken off properly, and then it fell into a mincha that did not have kamitza, lo yakter. So we learned that really you shouldn't burn that entire mixture. However, from hikta, if you did, zu shenikmitza also labalim. The one from which the kamitza was taken and now burnt is a proper carbon mincha. The zu shlo nikmitza lo also labalim. And yet we learned that lo kavat l'tevel l'chametz. The kaimitz that fell into this carbon mincha that didn't have the kaimitz removed from it, doesn't become bottle in that karmen mincha. Says the Gemara again, Mani, whose opinion is this following? Irabonim, hamrim oilim huduvata adadi. Things that are put on the mizbech, one can't mvattle the other. Hamim b'minoi bottle. So why doesn't the kaimitz become bottle in the mincha from which the kamitzah was not taken, which we call tevel? El pshita, whose opinion must the Mishnah be following? The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minoi is not bottle. So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'mandam b'basim mevatel zlinen. According to Rav Chisda, who says that why do we look at the mevatel, the majority, mevatel have a k'may bottle, and there the tevel could end up looking like the kaimitz. What does that mean? The kapar to part the chazal mikutz minay, because every part of that tevel ultimately may become kaimitz. And since, according to him, if the mevatel could end up looking, if the roif could end up looking like the miyat, it's enough to make it into min b'minoi. A min b'minoi, like batel. El man domer. A coin of chenin that says, basa batel azlinen, that we look if the minority can end up looking like the majority, is the question. Kaimitz may have a ketivel. The kaimitz can never be like tevel. And if that's the case, it should always be considered not like min b'minoi, should be considered min b'shein minoi. And a min shemein minoi, because bittul, lame the lawyer kabchia, is our Mishnah therefore not following the opinion of Rav Chia, who says that when the miyat cannot be like the roiv, then we will say bittul. Says the Mar again, the same terrors, could Rav Zeira, that there's a special halacha, that all of this is something that could be put, since the Torah speaks about haktorah by all parts, so it's all considered oilin, and the Rabbanan teaches the oilin aim of atl zeh zeh. Toshma, another raya. The Mishnah says, the sarif comes to b'shirayim shechaverto lo yakter. If shekaimitz got mixed in to shirayim, don't burn it. However, miktek os labalim, says the mavahoch lo yavim vat kabotl. The shirayim can never be like the kaimitz, for lo yabotl kumavatl. The kaimitz can never be like shirayim. Loy kumavatl shirayim lo kaimitz. And yet we're learning that the shirayim are not mavatl the kaimitz. Mani, again, the Gemara asks the same question. If the following the opinion of the Rabbanan, it's only something that's put on the Mizbeach, and the Shrayim are not put on the Mizbeach, should be considered a situation of Mimbeminoi. Mimbeminoi becomes bottle. Ella will follow the opinion of Yehuda. And both Koyt of Chizna and Koyt of Chia, here, whether you follow whatever rule you take, that you look at the majority being able to be like the minority, or the minority able to be like the majority, here that can't be. And yet, we're not saying bittel. Why not? And the Gemara says the same teretz. Nemak tar b'kaimitz, nemak tar b'shrayim, ma'ak tar amur b'kaimitz, ain't a kaimitz mefagel fatlas chameri, because they're both oilim. Therefore, afak tar amur b'shrayim, ain't shrayim vatlam as a kaimitz. Toshma. The Gemara continues. The Gemara speaks about the dough that's prepared for matzah. Tivla b'ketzach, if you put some ketzach, I think many explain that that's kimmel, a spice, into the matzah. B'shumshin, with sesame, b'chomin etavlin, any type of spice kshera. Shematzahi, it's really matzah, el shem nikras, matzah mutubelis. It's called spiced matzahs. Says the Gemara, kusal kedatach, that what is the case that is being referred to here? Da'apshlei tavlin tfeim matzah. There's more spice the matzah. So says the Mar. Bishlom mandam abosa bottle as linen. According to Chanina, we're going according to what becomes bottle. So bottle is the flour. Kamayam avatel. The battle, the flour can end up being like the spices. Why? Because the matzah, the flour, to become decomposed. And the kemapsha have like a tavlin. You can't use matzah that's not edible. And the spice is not matzah. Elamand on bosom of atlas linen, that you look at the roiv, tavlin may have a matzah. To tavlin, can the spice ever attain the halachic status of the matzah? So tomorrow, that's not the case. Hachamaya skin, the loyaf stoy tavlin. We don't have that much spice. Ruba matzahi. And since the roiv is the matzah, that's why by bottle, the matzah doesn't become bottle. Dekanami, that's the case. The matzah, what does the Brisa say? Matzi el shenikra matzah mutubelis. Shmami no. So here the Gemara seems to be saying that if you put spices into the matzah is still kosher. But we know that the halacha is that you're not allowed to put any spices into the matzah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Tufnun. Hey, im lo shamatza beketzes v'shum mine tavlin. If you made your matzah with any types of spices, kshera kiven shiyosh by tam matzah. It's kosher because it tastes like matzah. But the Raiva teaches us that we have to be very careful when we deal with spices, because the spices may cause that the matzah should speed up the chametz process. And therefore, the Rama says that if you use pilpulin, pepper, as a spice, the halacha is we have to consider the matzah chametz, because pepper speeds up the chametz process. And therefore, we're machmir not to put any spice or salt into the matzah. Moreover, the Sefer Me'adim Zmanim quotes the Chabina Rav, that the water that's used for the matzah, that we use the water nowadays, we have to be very careful, because much of the water that we use has different chemicals in it, fluoride or different chemicals that are used to clarify the water. And we don't know what those chemicals could do to the matzah. And since we don't know what those chemicals could do to the matzah, they may have the ability, or they have the characteristic, that they speed up the ability for the making more chametz. And therefore, the minig is that we are very careful to only use water, which is well water. We're not going into the concept of maim shalanu, but water that we know has no chemicals in it, because as we're learning now, we don't know what any external ingredient could do to the matzah.